Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States welcomes Kosovo's continued integration within the international community. Indeed, more countries have recognized Kosovo as a sovereign and independent state, and Kosovo has been accepted into the Venice Commission of the Council of Europe as its 60th member state. The United States praises both Serbia and Kosovo for their continued dedication to the EU-facilitated Kosovo-Serbia dialogue and for the implementation of the April 2013 agreement to normalize relations. Both governments have made difficult but necessary decisions to advance the dialogue, which remains integral to a peaceful and prosperous region. The process of government formation in Kosovo is underway following successful parliamentary elections in June. As Kosovo's political and party leaders work to form the next government, it is important that the process proceed in line with Kosovo's laws and constitution. The U.S. urges the leaders, parties, and Kosovo Assembly members to move quickly toward formation of the new government so that the important work of strengthening Kosovo's multi-ethnic democracy can continue. The United States supports freedom of expression and universal human rights and denounces those who would turn to violence and sow discord and unrest within their communities. The United States condemns the violence that occurred during the South Mitrovica demonstration on June 22nd regarding barriers on the Austerlitz Bridge. The violence and tensions over the Mitrovica Bridge underscore the need for continued constructive dialogue to resolve differences. The United States commends Kosovo authorities for their efforts to address the problems of violent extremism and the initiative of the Kosovo police and judiciary in apprehending suspected foreign fighters and their supporters in June and August. President Atefete Yayaga has publicly reinforced that Kosovo will not become a terrorist haven and that Kosovo institutions will not permit terrorists to endanger peace, stability, and constitutional order. The United States welcomes the initiative of several countries in the region, including Kosovo and Serbia, to put in place legislation penalizing the recruitment and participation of its citizens in foreign armed conflicts. These steps, said U.S. Political Minister Counselor to the United Nations, Christopher Klein, further cement Kosovo's place within the international community, strengthening Kosovo, the region, and international cooperation.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.